News, I'm Steve Miller. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis has issued a letter to Catholics around the world condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demands accountability.
This is a formal response by the Pope himself to really Catholics around the world, responding to primarily the reports that have recently come out of the United States about widespread sexual abuse and cover-up in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. The fact, though, that he is directing it to the people of God means that the audience is much broader than just the U.S.
That was the AP's Nicole Winfield. After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. VOA's Martin Sechrist has more.
About 330 South Koreans embraced 185 relatives from the North with tears of joy and disbelief. Some struggle to recognize family, having not seen them in more than 60 years. The brief reunions are set to total around 11 hours over the next 3 days in the North's tourist resort of Mount Kumgang. The separated families are victims of a decades-long political gridlock since the 1950-53 war ended in a truce rather than a peace treaty, with ties increasingly strained as Pyongyang rapidly stepped up its weapons program. Martin Sechrist, VOA News.
More than 2 million Muslims gathered at Mount Arafat on Monday for a vigil to atone for their sins and ask God's forgiveness as the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia began. Other worshippers praying in the nearby Mina area ascended in buses or on foot before dawn as security forces directed traffic and helicopters and surveillance drones hovered overhead. Men and women from some 165 countries participated. This is VOA News. A judge in Myanmar will deliver a verdict in 1 week at the trial of two Reuters journalists accused of breaking the country's secrecy laws by reporting on the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. The two are specifically charged with illegal possession of official state documents. Both defendants say they were framed by police. Former CIA Chief John Brennan says he's considering taking legal action to stop President Donald Trump from doing to others what the president has already done to him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The president stripped Brennan's security clearance last week after the ex-spy chief sharply criticized him.
I think it was a clear signal to others who still have their security clearances.
Brennan telling NBC's Meet the Press some lawyers have contacted him about legal steps to keep the president from hurting others who've criticized him. More than 200 former government and national security officials have now signed a letter to the president blasting his threats to strip other security clearances. Former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen told Fox News Sunday the president's hearkening back to the Nixon days.
It's creating a list of political enemies.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to leave the Iran deal is historic.
Israel applauds the Trump administration's determination to reimpose tough sanctions on Iran and those doing business with Iran. I know that that view is shared by all our Arab neighbors, or practically everyone in this region.
Trump's national security adviser John Bolton on Monday called the international nuclear agreement with Iran a wretched deal and said the United States is working to pressure European allies to apply more pressure on Iran. Multiple strong earthquakes have killed at least a dozen people on two Indonesian islands as the region was trying to recover from a trembler earlier this month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
A shallow magnitude 6.9 quake that hit about 10 p.m. was one of several powerful earthquakes on Sunday in the northeast of Lombok that also caused landslides. The nighttime quake was followed by strong aftershocks. At least 10 people on Lombok and neighboring Sumbawa Island were killed by collapsing buildings or heart attacks, said the spokesman for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency. Two people died earlier on Sunday on Lombok during a magnitude 6.3 quake. More than 1,800 houses were damaged. Zaria Shakili.
Six shots were fired from a moving car at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey before dawn on Monday. There were no casualties and no claim of responsibility for the fleeting attack, in which three of six bullets fired hit the embassy gate and a reinforced window. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip.